Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We are continuing hour number three, actually kicking off hour number three of the show. I'm Cole Bryson, so good to be with you here at Fifth Third Park. It is the fourth annual Morgan Square Madness in Spartanburg, and it is on like Donkey Kong tonight, man. So many people already making their way in, and what a fantastic event it's going to be. Ingles Markets, we've talked to Ruby upstate, a ton of USC upstate conversation, and in fact, we're continuing that conversation right here as we're joined by Coach Jason Williams, the head coach of the women's team at USC Upstate. Coach, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm excited for this event, man, to be able to get kicking. This is a great venue to be able to see, you know, Fifth Third Park transformed into just Upstate,
man?
You know what I'm saying?
It Spartan, really is, man.
Spartan mania over
it
here,
really
man.
It really is. So let me start this off by saying I'm a big basketball fan. I love basketball. I'm a big NBA fan. I don't know if I love the NBA as much as I did growing up. You know, it felt like the prime of the NBA growing up. Still love it, though. Still watch it. I have never met Jason Williams until right now.
Man.
Now I can say I have met Jason Williams. Do you think people will believe me?
Not one bit, man. Not one bit, man. They're going to call you a liar.
You know what?
Just tell them that you met the broke one.
Wait, I don't know about that. I'll tell you what's sad, man. The amount of young listeners in the audience and even sports fans who are listening to this show in Spartanburg, Greenville, and Anderson today who don't know who Jason Williams is.
Oh, without
I
doubt.
Mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
White chocolate?
Yeah. I mean, or the one that played with the Nets. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Shoot,
that's
man,
right.
There's plenty of them out there.
And I guess the name is so original that you're going to get several Jason Williams, right?
Yeah.
And here we are talking to another one. So I can officially check that off my bucket list, saying I talked to Jason Williams. Let me ask you about you first. Growing up playing basketball, I'm sure basketball is something, a part of your life that kind of molded you into a coach that you are now?
Yes, sir, without a doubt, man. Growing up, you know, back in the day, Magic Johnson fan, Jordan fan, the whole nine in California.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like it's just been awesome where the game's been able to take me. And by the grace of God, it's been able to bless me enough to be able to do this for 20-some-odd years coaching and having an opportunity to be able to affect human beings and be able to take my son to just great places.
No doubt. You talked about being from California. You spent, what, did you say 20 years at Belmont Abbey?
Yeah, close to it.
You don't look old enough to have spent 20 years there. I guess that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
And now fourth-year head coach at USC Upstate for the women's,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
What would you say in those 20 years at Belmont Abbey, the biggest thing you've learned that you apply to your everyday coaching model now?
Man, it's the relationships that trump everything else.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, Belmont Abbey was the faith-based institution.
Sure.
And, you know, like they talked about constantly salvation for souls. And the better the relationship that you have with the kid, the easier, like,
absolutely,
life becomes. And it's more of the holistic approach that you've got to be able to take with people in general. You know what I'm saying? And like,
man,
if I want to become a great head coach or a great just mentor in general, I've got to be able to pour into these people, these student athletes, as people first.
Sure.
Versus just, hey, how are we going to put the ball in the hole better, you know?
Well, we'll get to basketball, but we went deep first, so we'll keep it going deep. You mentioned it there in terms of being able to relate and be one-on-one with, you know, with student athletes in today's game. My question is in regards to that. You've been in coaching for almost 25 years now. Do you have to coach differently now than you did 25 years ago when it comes to how you can handle a situation? A lot of these old school guys, you know, all they know is the yelling in your face, throwing the chair across the basketball court kind of coach, right? But 25 years in the game, does that have to change and evolve?
Yeah, without a doubt, man. But, like, realistically, you know what I mean? Like, for me, per se, that was never my persona. Like,
sure.
Like, you know, the California laid-back dude, that's me, man.
Yep.
You know, I'm more Phil Jackson than Bobby Knight any day of the week. You know what I mean?
That's a good thing.
A lot of kids don't really get that reference anymore.
No, they
you
don't.
Know
they
what
don't.
I mean?
Yep.
But, you know, but it is. Like, it is relationship-based. And you do actually have to change your coaching strategy just a little bit, because at the end of the day, like, times have changed, kids have changed,
yep,
and the game's changed itself. And so, like, you know, and for me, like, I am a father now. And so, like, my perspective of, like, what really does matter has also changed.
You know, we're going to keep it deep, and I promise we'll get to USC Upstate, but you're leading me down this road in terms of, like, relationships, what matters, coaching. There's a lot of criticism right now with Dabo Swinney, the football coach at Clemson, obviously because they're 1-3.
Let's go there.
But you hear Dabo Swinney. We all hear Dabo Swinney talk about faith-based things, you know, talk about building character, molding young men. How hard is it, and I'm sure you've been in a similar situation where you're not – performing on the field or the court in a way where fans want you to, but you feel like you're still making an impact, kind of like Dabo feels right now. That's a tough place to be, right?
Yeah, man, super tough place to be, because, like, everybody wants that microwave success.
Sure.
All the time. And you know, like, the man's won, what, 8 out of 10 SEC or ACC championships?
Yep.
Like, so at the end of the day, his process has worked, and just because he's not getting the result instantaneously right now, this moment, everybody wants to be able to, like, man, you got to,
sure,
change. You know what I mean? And, like, I think his character-based situation is doing great. Are there things he needs to adjust? Of course, at any point in time. But the man's adjusting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, I'm on board with, like, you know, what – stick to what got you there. Don't completely change and mold to everybody else's, like, modality. But then also there are adjustments that you also have to be able to make to stay up with the times.
Love that. We're talking to Jason Williams, the women's head basketball coach at USC Upstate. Have you been coaching women the entire time in your coaching career? Has it fluctuated?
Yes, it definitely has. I had an opportunity to be able to coach men for a good period of time under Stephen Miss as the head coach,
okay,
and at Belmont Abbey, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a great experience and a great time, but I just think the women's game is where it's at for me in general, just because it is more relationship-based and, you know, like, it's earned me the opportunity to be able to have a head coaching position,
sure,
and job, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? And I love the women's game. It's really pure. It's really fundamental. You know what I mean? If you can pass it, shoot it, and have good IQ, you can win a lot of games.
I've always thought that as well. I used to do some games on ESPN Plus at USC Upstate years ago for both men's and women's, and you and I watch men's and women's, and when you're up close and personal with it, I always felt like it was the speed of the game that allowed it to be more pure, to your point that you just made, just in terms of it is a little bit slower of a game, and
yeah,
I think when it's slower, you're able to still keep some of those fundamentals as part of the game. Is that 1,000%.
And if you can master the fundamentals, you can be really, really successful.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of been my mode. Like, I need high IQ kids that can shoot it and score it really, really well, and if I can find those, then we can be fairly successful.
How has women's basketball changed in the past few years, just in terms of the talent and some of these athletes now being able to do things that I'm sure 20 years ago you probably never saw on a basketball court, right?
Definitely not. But you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how the game has changed athletically, but it's realistically, it's just notoriety.
Sure.
People notice it now more than they have before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, they're getting more Instagram likes and ESPN coverage. And
yeah.
So, like, the game has changed a little bit in terms of, like, their athleticism, et cetera. But yet, like, it's pretty interesting just the more spotlight that we get on the women's game, which is I'm very, very grateful for.
Joined by Jason Williams. He's the head women's coach at USC Upstate. We're live at Fifth Third Park tonight until 7 o'clock. The event going on past that, but I'm live until 7. Being a women's coach, how much have you followed, enjoyed, and taken things from Dawn Staley and what she's done?
Man, like, she's a great man. Like, there's no doubt about that. The woman,
one of the best ever.
Period. You know what I mean? And it's been interesting to just watch her kind of just mold that program into what it is. And, like, it was instantaneous. You know what I mean? And but, like, her reputation, like, precedes her. You know what I mean? She walks into a room and she has the presence and aura because she's done great things for the game before she was a coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's really interesting that she's been able to transition to coaching and doing a really good job.
No doubt about it. And you know what? I think she's an inspiration for a lot of people as well. Tonight, this event, Coach, your players and a lot of other athletes from USC Upstate making their way tonight, some of them walking in right now. How cool is it, man? I mean, community aspect, that's I'm sure something that you want to continue to be involved in. But for you guys to be able to be involved in something like this tonight, what's that mean?
Oh, amazing, man. To be able to put – because, like, for me, like, I think I have an amazing bunch of young ladies that do a great job. And to be able to put them in the forefront of this community and to be able to show them off in the way that coach that Matt Martin wants to be able to do is going to be tremendous.
Sure.
Man, this event has really blown up into something really kind of just eye-opening for the Spartanburg community to be able to come out and show face.
One more for you. At this level with USC Upstate, even in your time at Belmont Abbey, the trickle-down effect of the portal and NIL, how have you seen that trickle down?
Man, that's been just a juggling act, brother, man. Like, the job that I took over is not the job that it is currently.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, it's changed in a lot of different aspects and areas of transfer portal NIL now to be able to be like, okay, how can you be competitive in the game and all that good stuff? And so I'm really interested to see, like, hopefully there'll be a year or two of, like, it staying the same so you can master something. You know what I mean?
Or a day or two, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? And so, like, just some sustainability so at the end of the day, you know, you can know that the sky's going to be blue 2 days in a row.
So I guess if somebody's out there listening and they're curious about portal and NIL even affecting somebody like USC Upstate, you would say yes.
Yeah,
still does.
1,000%. You know what I mean? Like, in the ability for our kids to be able to transfer and transfer in and for us to be able to go into influx of talent, and also, like, the ability that, you know, like, it is almost kind of professional sports in a way of, like, you know, like, we are having the ability to be able to help our kids out above and beyond just the scholarship opportunity. And you know, I'm all for the student athletes being able to go and earn some finances to be able to set themselves up for later on down the road. And I'm really cool. I'm helpful. I'm really thankful that we have the ability to be able to do that.
All right. Last thing. I promise. This is last. You've got somebody here with you today. Do you think we can get him on the headset? Do you think he'll make his radio debut?
I think so.
I think so.
I think
Let's
Julian Barack Williams wants to make his radio debut.
Julian, right?
Yep.
Hey, Julian.
Just put him on. It's just like headphones, real quick.
It's just like you're playing the video game.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Julian, are we playing video games at home yet, or are you still too young for that?
Video games.
What kind?
Fortnite.
Should have known, right?
Yep, Fortnite all day, every day, man. He loves it, man.
And how old is Julian?
4.5.
4.5. God, you're precise with it, too, man.
Yes,
smart guy. All right, Julian, what's your favorite sport?
Think carefully.
Oh, yeah, you're
think carefully. You want to ride home?
Coach, he's having
soccer.
Wow. Soccer. So
he's smart. His mother is
she a soccer?
Great soccer player,
no
Pfeiffer University, and so soccer's the game.
So maybe a little soccer. Can you pull off soccer and basketball? Is that possible? No.
No.
That was a quick no, too.
Yeah, no.
He knows what he likes. He likes the soccer. All right. What's your soccer team? Do you already play, Julian? You already have a team? You on a team?
Who's your favorite guy?
Messi?
Ronaldo.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You stumped him.
I know. Okay.
That's crazy. At four, let me ask you a serious question. 4.5, he's already into pro soccer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got Messi, Ronaldo,
no way.
Mbappe. He's got all the jerseys already, ready
You're
to rock
kidding,
and roll.
Man.
Yeah,
that's
no,
awesome.
He's in it.
That's awesome, man. Coach, well, best of luck this season. We appreciate your time, and well, I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's Jason Williams, the head women's basketball coach at USC Upstate. And even Julian making his way in radio debut at 4.5 years old. Fantastic stuff. We'll continue the conversation, Tolos. Also, get your upset picks in. And, Coach, I'll take that from you. And appreciate you. And we'll also have Marty Richter joining us here in a few minutes as well, Tolos. Want to remind you, continue to get your upset picks in, 844-326-3663. If you just tuned into the show, I am live, as you may hear. I am not in the Ingles Market Studios. Morgan Square Madness, fourth annual event happening in Spartanburg tonight at Fifth Third Park. If you are around the area, we'd love to see you tonight. And a big, big thanks to USC Upstate Coach Jason Williams for joining me on the show. Really good stuff there. You can also watch the show live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. And, man, it's already starting to buzz here in Spartanburg. We've got the USC Upstate tents, Spartanburgers apparel and merch happening right now, the National Guard, Ingles. So much to do here at Fifth Third Park. If you just tuned in, maybe you just got off work on this Thursday and you're not quite sure what it is that we're talking about, I'm live at Fifth Third Park. Last year and years prior, Morgan Square Madness was downtown at Morgan Square. But this year, a new twist as the Fifth Third Park. Man, like, how do you not want to have an event here? This is an awesome venue. And a lot of you Tolos out there, I realize you're busy. You might not have had an opportunity to catch a baseball game. Well, if you want to see something wild, intriguing, and interesting, how about tonight? I am looking at a basketball court on the baseball field. Yeah, it doesn't get much more wacky than that. That's right. Basketball court on the baseball field. A free event tonight here in Spartanburg. Also, want to note that the parking garage here at Fifth Third Park is also open tonight and free of charge. You can't beat free. They will also have concessions, food, and beverages available. But so much happening on the rundown. We've got a giveaway table already up and rolling, the South Carolina National Guard Fan Zone. You can win tickets. The USC Upstate Gospel Choir will be outside the gate. And look, the pre-event welcome. This is not just something that's together. This is a big, big deal tonight. Celebrity knockout contest, cheer team introduction, so much more as we continue the conversation on the Fan Upstate and are joined by the head men's basketball coach here at USC Upstate, Coach Marty Richter. Coach, we had you on last year. Good to hear from you again. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate
it. Oh, sorry.
You're good. You're good. It's part of it. You got to have a little cough button sometimes for radio. It's tough when you talk for 4 hours a day.
I don't know how you do it.
Well, I don't know how you coach basketball, so there's that as well.
That's a fair deal right there.
I would say it's much easier to do what I do, by the way.
Oh, man, I don't know. I love to do what you do some days.
Some days.
The only day I always – I asked this the other day. I had an interview on the radio, and I said, man, what do you do on Tuesdays? Because Tuesday's the day, like, when you think about it, we're in the sports season right now.
Yeah.
Tuesday's the day that you're like, what are we going to talk about? Yeah, we get to talk about the Monday Night Football game,
you
but not everybody watched that. Like, where do we go here?
It is crazy that you bring that up because you're dead on. So I'll tell you this, in terms of interaction, Mondays, of course, bam, like,
oh,
we have
man.
Text, messages, calls, and then you're right. Tuesday, it
what do you do? You know what I mean? Like, even during basketball season,
yeah.
Everybody talks about Saturday and Sunday, and you get Monday lead up.
Yeah.
Tuesday, yeah, you got big Monday, and you got good games,
right.
But, like, what do you talk about?
Yep.
Like,
and then Wednesday, you're building back up for the weekend.
For
Thursday,
the weekend, yes.
Friday, you're ready to rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
Like a rocket ship.
What do you do? Like, what do you guys
four
do?
4 hours a day. Listen, you have to – I think the one thing that's the mainstay – you have to be able to somehow, some way generate interaction. The one thing that I always tell people, my favorite part of this show is our audience. They text in. They
call. Do they really?
Oh, man. We've got an upset picks challenge where they are just killing it. We do so many things that involve them.
Yeah.
They kind of are our show in a lot of ways. We could sit here and monologue for 4 hours.
You could go back and forth, but it's always good. You know, the one thing, I'm a sports talk radio guy.
Yeah.
It's on in my car all the time. So
since you're a sports talk guy, let me bring you in a little behind the scenes. You will hear me, and you might have already done it in this segment, we'll say Tolo a lot.
Yes. Yes, okay. You do. Yes.
So turn on, leave on. That's what Tolo stands for. So that's what we ask our listeners to turn it on, leave it on.
Leave it on. That's
if you
a real...
do, guess what? You're a Tolo.
You're a Tolo.
So, look.
I do. You know what I mean? Now that you say that, I never thought of that.
So
that's a really good line.
The best part is about that. On the text line, you'll see people send in their texts from Anderson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and say, Tolo John. I was getting my tire changed the other day.
Yeah.
And I was paying for the tire, and the guy in the back said, Tolo. They just yelled it.
Yeah.
It kind of has become a war cry in a way. So it's a lot of fun, and, man, it's a lot of fun being here tonight as we're joined by Marty Richter, the head coach, the men's basketball coach at USC Upstate. Coach, we had you on last year, man, and this event – last year was awesome, downtown Morgan Square.
Yep.
This year, a brand new setting. Talk about it.
Oh, unbelievable setting. You know, last year was my first time doing it.
Yeah.
And I thought the setup for that was awesome.
It was.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I didn't know what to expect. You're coming to I'm coming to a new area.
Sure.
A new spot where basketball has not been ultra successful.
Sure.
And we did that event, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that event's unreal.
So many people, right?
So many people. Then I find out that we're moving it, and I was sad because I'm like,
I know.
I thought it was unbelievable.
Right.
Then I find out it's going to be in the ballpark here today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's a great deal. It's different.
Sure.
I'm hoping that we have the same, not crowd, but same feel.
Yeah.
Like last year, you felt like
everybody was right there on top
right
of each
there
other.
On top of you.
Right.
And I liked that feel.
Yeah.
And it felt like a game night. It felt like, you know, the fans.
It's a basketball feel.
Yes. Everybody was right on top of you. And it was a great setting, great evening. You know what I mean? They started the evening off great, and then they finished the evening off great. You know what I mean? It was just one of those fun nights.
It absolutely was.
I'm excited about tonight to see. I still have not looked in to see what it looks like.
Oh, you hadn't seen the court. You're the basketball coach. You hadn't seen the court yet.
I haven't seen the court yet.
I apologize.
But that's all right. No, I'm all right. Because I just got here, and I got four little ones, so you know, I had to make sure.
Are they, like, scattered right now?
No, they're running around over here on the deck. They're
there
looking down at the state, at the park. They love coming to these different things like this.
Well, Coach, talk about what it was like last year. You talked about the newness a little bit, but transitioning first year, sometimes it feels like you're drinking out of a fire hose, I'm sure. But what do you think the biggest thing you learned was as the head coach?
You know, the biggest thing I learned is what I thought the league was is half of the league.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so like when I studied the league, when I got the job, I studied High Point and I studied Winthrop and I studied Asheville because they have been the most successful teams in our league. So I studied them and they played one big and a bunch of guards or big wings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we get into conference play and I'm playing Radford and they're starting a 6'9", 240 kid and another 6'9", 240 kid. They're playing 2'5" at the 5 and the 4. And then we play Gardner-Webb, they're playing 2'5". We play Charleston Southern, they're playing 2'5". And we play, who am I forgetting? Oh, Presbyterian. They're playing 2'5", and they're playing a 4 at the 3. They're playing old school basketball. And it kind of caught me off guard a little bit because I did not – we had injuries. We had different stuff during the year, so we lost some guys. And it was one of those deals where it's like I didn't expect that, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does.
So you're like, oh, shoot, for this game we got to play this way, which is totally fine. And we couldn't get anybody to adjust to us because we weren't good enough.
Right.
So now I'm hoping – I went out and got some positional size up front. My guards are better. My wings are – I love my wing. Like, I like what we have in our organization right now because they're coachable.
Yeah. It's a big part of it.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Like, they take coaching. I mean, we've been going at – this is our 14th week together. And they take coaching. And they want to get good. you know, like you sometimes can coach kids and they don't want to get good.
Sure. Yeah.
Or they have all the answers and it's like, oh, this is no fun.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. By the way, we're joined by Marty Richter, the head basketball coach at USC Upstate. Let me ask you a question, just a basketball question, because yeah. I'm glad you brought that up about the conference. When you are going in the portal and getting guys, obviously you look at both sides of the game, offense and defense,
yes.
but I'm sure that a big part of it is what they can do offensively. So how do you balance what they can do offensively with what you just talked about, them also having to be a little bit flexible when it comes to how they can guard so you can guard those different styles?
You know what? The big thing for me was this. I didn't think my team played the speed that I wanted, but they didn't play on the defense end like I liked.
Sure.
Like, we didn't guard with a hoot last year.
Yeah.
And when I was going out and finding new guys, that's the one thing I was making sure that guys could guard their position. Mm. And you are what you can guard.
Sure.
Like, someone will say, yeah, I'm a point guard, but you can't guard the point guard.
Yeah.
You're not a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
You are a two guard. And if you can't guard the two, you're now a small forward.
Sure.
And someone will say, yeah, I'm a power forward or I'm a four man. You know, the new age four, that's a skilled four, that's a perimeter guy. Well, I can't move on the perimeter guard and switch, so no, really, you're a five. So I went and figured that out. And the guys I brought in, there's a kid I brought in, Lyric Davis. He's as good of a defender I've ever coached.
Really?
He's 6'6 and can
wow.
move. He can slide his feet on 5'10 guys, and he can go all the way up and guard our 6'9 and 7-foot young man.
Yeah.
So he can, like, guard every position. So, like, he brings a dynamic that is different than what I had last year. He can run like a deer.
Mm-hmm.
He's terrific. Then I have a kid named Mason Benninger, 6'3", 210, should be playing tight end.
Oh, that big of a guy.
Well, his hands, when he shakes your hands, he swallows your hands up.
Wow.
So his dad was a Division I football player at Utah as a receiver.
Wow.
So he's got, like, he's just got that girth to him, like
sure.
a football player.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. When he hits you, oh, it hurts.
That's good to have, I'm sure.
Oh, it's great to have.
Really, really big.
Oh, yeah. And then I got other guys, but those two guys, they're older. They're like, you're talking about one's a portal kid and one's
right.
a junior college kid. And I made a conscious effort of going out and finding guys that could play multiple positions but also defend multiple positions.
So how do you – and by the way, we're joined by Marty Richter, the head basketball coach. Coach, love talking to you, by the way. How do you as a coach – now that you've gotten your feet wet at Upstate, differentiate between your needs being from the portal as well as focusing on local homegrown talent?
You know what? What you have to do is you have to figure out in this. Right now, we took one young man from Lywith down in Columbia, suburb of Columbia.
Sure.
And he's in our organization. I like him. Can he come in and develop behind the guys that we brought in that got a little bit more season to him?
Hmm.
And maybe he come in and beat him out, but you don't have to rely on him.
Sure.
And that's the key. Like, this group, I had to go out and get some guys that needed to be instant players.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to get a couple that needed to be in the role of, like, oh, I need to be kind of a, not a backup, but I need to learn and grow, and maybe I'm better than the guy by January.
Yeah.
And there's such a fine line. I think you have to do both. In college basketball right now, everybody's just doing one. Everybody is. And,
yeah.
and you can't fault – I mean, I saw something that Rick Pitino put out the other day. He's like, you can't win with five-star 100%. High school kids. And I'm like, yes, you can.
So
I would take them.
So to that point, because we've talked about this on this show before, to that point, how will this new era hurt high school athletes who aren't being looked at just because you've got guys who are better than them from the portal?
Well, you know what? You as a high school – if you're a high school coach listening, you have to figure out who's actually recruiting your kid and would take your kid today.
Sure.
And who won, and then how can you help that person get to the right place if they have to go a post-grad year, if they have to do a year of junior college so they can get a Division I opportunity. Because there's only 4,500 of them, roughly. There may be a few more.
Sure.
You know, everybody's roster – well, I should say this. Everybody has a roster of 15 now. Not everybody takes 15. Mm-hmm. So we, as coaches, you figure out what you need. But a lot of people aren't taking high school kids. And then you throw in all these junior college kids got a fifth year this year. So that number decreased with high
sure.
school kids. and they're talking about going to that fifth year. And if they go to that fifth year, that high school recruiting is going to be less and less because you have less and less openings each year.
Last question for you because I know you got to run.
No. I got all day, actually.
Well, don't tell me that because I love talking to you.
I love talking hoops.
Let me ask you this. USC Upstate basketball, do you have to – by the way, we're joined by Marty Richter, the head men's basketball coach. Do you have to adapt your – or not adapt, do you have to change – the identity of your team year over year just because of all the new acquisitions?
You do. And that's my background, being a junior college coach, that helps me. Like, I have to be willing to change, not your whole system. Like, some people,
right,
you don't need to change your whole system. You need to change bits and pieces each year to figure out what fits your team. Because after you get done with the summer, after I got done with the summer, I had to figure out, am I doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing? I'm going to pick up full court man to man. I'm going to pressure the ball. I'm going to get after the ball. I'm going to then, in the half court, we're going to tweak a little bit what we're doing offensively. And is that right for this group? And I think it is. Now, it may be next year, I'm like, I cannot do that with this group when I start going in the summer and I see that and I got to make an adjustment. The junior college ranks help me in that because at junior college, you have a whole new team every year.
Yeah.
You have, at the most, you have six returners.
Right.
So you got to figure out, all right, what's best for us in this air this year. So then go to the next year.
With that being said, obviously, you still have a few weeks, but basketball season's just about here. What do you think this team, this year's team, will look like? What that identity we just talked about, what do you think this year's identity will be?
Our identity is that we are going to be a defense to offensive team.
Okay.
I actually think we can really guard in the half court, and we're going to get up and pick up full court at times, and we can wear people down. But once we get that rebound, oh, man, we're fast.
Sure.
We want to run. Like, I want to get down and run. I don't want to play set after set.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that.
Half court game.
Yeah. But I think our advantage is because I got two guards right now. They're both point guards, and they're going to both play a lot of minutes, mm-hmm. and they're going to play together 30 minutes a night. Mm-hmm. They are so good at just coming off ball screens and playing off of each other and getting other guys' shots.
Sure.
And that's the beauty of it. Our identity, I think, is us going from defense to offense. I think our defense is there where I want it to be.
Coach, always appreciate you, man.
Thank
love
you so
talking
much, man.
To you, and let's do it again soon.
Yeah, anytime.
You know what?
I may just have to call in to get
you,
on the.
No, you will not have to. We'll call you. I promise you. I'll get on anytime you want me to call you.
Well, I'm serious.
I appreciate that. Thanks,
okay.
Coach. Talk to you soon. Marty Richter, the head men's basketball coach here at USC Upstate. Take a break. Continue the conversation on the other side. Still calling for your upset picks and much more right here on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The 4th annual Morgan Square Madness continuing. We're live from 5th Third Park in Spartanburg. So good to be with you as the buzz is really starting to pick up here at 5th Third Park. If you just tuned into the show, number one, glad to have you. Number two, don't forget to get your upset pick in. And number three, hey, how about coming by tonight? If you're in Spartanburg, would love to see you. Let me tell you this, man. This USC Upstate, Ingles, 5th Third Park, everybody involved has done such a good job tonight with Morgan Square Madness, the 4th annual. And normally, like I said, it is downtown right there at Morgan Square, but this year a little bit new of a twist with it being here at 5th Third Park. Also want to say thanks to Lenny Mathis for joining us, Luke Feisel, Charlie Ann Neslin, Madison Robinson, Emma Hudson, Coach Jason Williams, and Marty Richter. I want to say a big shout-out to them for joining us thus far on the Fan Upstate. Really, really good stuff. Tolos, we're going to get into what happened last night in the MLB and also what's happening today, but want to push one more time in this segment for the upset picks. I need you to get your upset picks in. 844-326-3663. Don't wait any longer. Go ahead and get them in. I see the text line literally blowing up as we speak. Tolos, yesterday on the show, we totaled 61 upset picks, and I have not had a chance to tally them up for today yet because we've been wall-to-wall, wire-to-wire coverage. However, I will tell you, I think we're doing well. I don't think we're there at 61 yet. So let's see if we can match today's match yesterday's number of entries for the Upset Picks Challenge. Again, 844-326-3663. Looking for your name, the game, and the spread. Alan B. from Boiling Springs going to Wake Forest over Virginia Tech for 6.5. A lot more coming in, but literally they're coming in faster than I can get to them all right here on the Fan Upstate. How about the Yankees-Red Sox series, man? Has that not been something? I mean, the very first game of the wild card series, Boston comes out and just dominates the storyline with Max Fried being pulled too soon. And then last night, man, I really thought last night Boston was going to be able to get it done. But the Yankees win, should have known, right? The Yankees win 4-3 last night. Also yesterday, the Guardians defeated the Tigers 6-1. Padres over the Cubs yesterday 3-0. And the Dodgers ending their series with the Reds, they won that series 2-0. Today, so far, the Detroit Tigers lead the Cleveland Guardians 6-1 at the very moment. That game in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Padres-Cubs scoreless bottom of the second. Bases loaded, though, for the San Diego Padres. So it'll be really interesting to keep our eye on those two games. Detroit looks like they're in control of that one. And then tonight, this one's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know if we'll have as much excitement around the wild card game for the next few years that we're going to have around this one tonight. Game 3, 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN, Boston, New York, Yankees, Red Sox, 8 o'clock tonight, Game 3. It doesn't get much better than that. And, man, I'm excited. I think it should be a really good game. Also tonight, how about tonight as a sports night? Not a bad Thursday night, right? You also have Thursday night football, the 49ers and Rams going at it tonight. Brock Purdy is out tonight. The Rams are favored by 8.5 points. And I would imagine that a lot of that 8.5 has to do with the fact that Brock Purdy is a no-go tonight. So, yeah, I think the Rams take care of business tonight. I don't know if they cover the 8.5, but Rams, Niners tonight. Also some wild card baseball. And, man, so much more to get to on the show today. But, again, Upset Picks Challenge is live, 844-326-3663. Who hadn't had a chance to catch our breath, Tolos. I appreciate you for getting those upset picks in as well as turning it on and leaving it on. If you are planning on coming tonight, make sure you stop by and say hello. I'd love to see you tonight. I really would. And I tell you what, tonight I'll probably be here till – I might stick around a little bit later, but I might be here till 7 or so, depending on how many of you Tolos show up. A big, big crowd already, as a lot of the USC Upstate students have made their way in. If you just tuned into the show and you don't really know what's going on, it is the 4th annual Morgan Square Madness live at 5th Third Park in Spartanburg. We'll continue the conversation and also dive back into this weekend, a big, big weekend for Clemson, getting back on track against North Carolina. Also, South Carolina off this weekend, a big weekend in sports, even though the Gamecocks are off. And, man, so much NFL to get to. We hadn't even had a chance to catch up on Daily Wire's top headlines. So much more. We'll get some upset picks in, and I'll read them off on the air and maybe hear from you. Maybe we open up the phone lines in this next segment to you Tolos who haven't had a chance to call in today. I know typically we have the Tolo takeover, but might have time for a quick call or two on the other side before we talk to Clay Hendricks coming up in hour number four of the show. All that and more right here on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're continuing the conversation at Fifth Third Park in Spartanburg, the fourth annual Morgan Square Madness. I'm Cole Bryson here until 7 o'clock tonight. Let's go to the Hub City Spartanburgers text line at 844-326-3663. Been a mouthful today. I hadn't had a chance to catch my breath, but, man, it's been a lot of fun. Back-to-back, wire-to-wire, a loaded show. Texter says, hi, this is Gamecock Mark. I'll take the easy 17 points and pick North Carolina with a beatdown over Clemson. I love it, Gamecock Mark. I love the bold take there and the easy pick. You know, I'm so torn on this Clemson-North Carolina game because North Carolina's a bad football team, right? They're not good. But we also said the same thing a couple of weeks ago when Clemson played Syracuse. We sat here and said, yeah, Clemson's not playing well, but Syracuse is a bad football team. Turns out Syracuse was a lot better than people gave him credit for. Turns out Syracuse took down Clemson. We all know how that one ended. But, guys, I just – at some point something has to give, right? You look at this Clemson football team and you know, the analogy of somebody or a group of people trying to push a big – boulder up a hill, right? It just looks hard. That's what it's looked like on offense for Clemson in 2025. And I would just think at some point during the season, the dam's going to break, right? Something's going to give. I'm not saying Clemson to go out and win by 70 points or beat them like they did App State last year at home in the second game of the season. But I do believe something has to give eventually. I do believe Clemson's the much better team. And I do believe the bye week will be a big positive for the Tigers on Saturday. I like Clemson. So all of the Tolos out there with the upset picks challenge taking North Carolina, I'm not saying it's totally wrong, but I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. I don't know. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I just see Clemson winning comfortably. Charlie Ann, how are you? Are you miss me yet?
Why do you think I'm over here? Dr. Harris,
sorry. Maybe late. That's fine since we're live on air. I'm saying hey to you. Okay, cool. 6 o'clock-ish, right? Okay, awesome. Appreciate you. Charlie Ann from USC Upstate hopping by. She's fantastic. A big crowd filing in, by the way. But anyways, Tolos that are choosing North Carolina in the Upset Picks Challenge, best of luck to you. I'm not saying that you have no shot that it hits, but I would be surprised. I would be surprised. Let's see what else on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Mike Main gets in. He says, give me Vandy 10.5 over Alabama. Ooh, that's been a popular pick. Vandy over Bama and North Carolina over Clemson. Those have been the two. Those have been the two most popular picks thus far in the Upset Picks Challenge. Let's see. Pac Fan Shelf gets in. He says Michigan State over Nebraska plus 11.5. Gamecock Tim going Mississippi State over Texas A&M plus 13.5. Maize and Brew going Purdue plus 9.5 over Illinois. Joe D taking Houston plus 11.5 over Texas Tech. Coach AJ gets in at 844 Fan Phone. Coach AJ goes Houston over Texas Tech plus 11.5. Let's see here. Texter says, I'm doing so bad in this thing, I had to go for a reach. If Clemson wins, cool, at least my team won. If they lose, I get the 14.5 points. I expect Clemson to lose every game the rest of the season. Well, Texter, come on, that's not going to happen. Number one, the talent's going to go down. I mean, the team they're playing this weekend isn't remotely close to the team's the level of talent they have been playing in past weeks. And Clemson's going to get better. So that's, look, could I be wrong? Sure, I could be wrong. But I do think, going back to my point about something having to give, I think the level of competition's getting worse, and I think Clemson will get better. The reason is, well, you could say the reason is, Cole, they can't get any worse. That'd be fair. Fair point, by the way. Texter says, how is Virginia an underdog against Louisville? You have an issue with that, Texter? Are you running into that? What if, by the way, Virginia Louisville this weekend, the Texter brings up. Right now, the spread is 6.5 in favor of Louisville? You know, it's a good question because you could say Virginia's number 24 in the country, right? How in the world would that team be an underdog over an unranked Louisville team? It's a valid point, Texter. It's a valid question. Louisville's 4-0, Virginia's 4-1, but Virginia's also ranked. Miller Moss, I think at Louisville, probably has a lot to do with that, right? Just in terms of what you can expect to see from him. We all know that he was capable of making big throws and big plays at Southern Cal. But, Texter, I will tell you, that's a good point. That's a good point you bring up. Not always is the team that's ranked higher the Vegas favorite. Not always. Most of the time, but not always. Gator Bobby going on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. He says, I'm going to keep picking them until they win. Florida plus 6.5 versus Texas. Mason Brew goes Purdue 9.5 over Illinois. Joe D going Houston plus 11.5 over Texas Tech. Let's see here. Going down, Gus Mosley says, for my upset pick, I'll take Kansas State over Baylor, 6.5 points there. Lyman Robb gets in. He goes Maryland plus 6.5 over Washington. Hurst going Vandy over Bama plus 10.5. Tolo Yardbird going 17.5 with Syracuse over Army. Let's see here. Darth Chosen got his in. He's going UNC over Clemson. He says, I'm a Clemson fan, but oh well. Texter says, or ask rather, who do you pick, Clemson versus the Carolina Panthers in a game? Also consider it with Andy Dalton at quarterback. So, Texter, I'll answer the question since you asked. It's funny you bring that up. That's a question that's always asked, right? Like years ago, people asked the question, could Alabama beat Cleveland Browns? So my answer has always been and always will be absolutely freaking not. There's no college team out there. I don't care how good they are. There's no college team out there that's going to be able to go to the pros and beat an NFL team. You're talking about, yes, a bad NFL team, but you're talking about guys the best in the world, the best on planet Earth in their profession going up against college athletes. It's just not the same. So in no situation ever would I take a college team over a pro team. I just wouldn't do it. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. But a lot of big games this weekend. A lot of big games coming your way. And also, Tolos, I'm going to ask one more time, if you can, let's try our very best to break yesterday's 61. That's how many upset picks we had. Sent in yesterday, 61 upset picks. Let's see if we can break it today. 844-326-3663. You have 1 hour remaining. Coming up on the show, we have, let's see. Let me find my little handy-dandy paper here. Matt Martin, AD at USC Upstate. We might also get to talk to Benny Harris, a chancellor for USC Upstate. And then at 622. Our weekly interview with Clay Hendricks, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins. All that and more in hour number 4 right here on The Fan Upstate.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.